Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Matt Steinglass, Europe correspondent for The Economist, to take us to an archaeological dig rich in irony. This is a dig in a town named Velsen, near the town of Velsen. Archaeologists have discovered not only a Roman fort, but a Roman encampment. To do what? Matt, a very good evening to you. The Dutch Research Council announcing not only a fort, but a very large deployment of Roman soldiers in the first century AD. What was the opinion of the discoveries at the site? What is the fresh version of this construction? Good evening to you, Matt.
Good evening, John. So this is an area, Velsen, which is just next to the North Sea Canal between Amsterdam and the North Sea. And it's been known for ages, since the 40s and certainly since the 50s, that there was a significant Roman presence there, because when they were digging some road works underneath that canal, they started turning up all kinds of old Roman soldier gear. So they've been doing, they've done two digs. They discovered a small fort, which they call Velsen I, which is a castellum by Roman standards and might have housed a few hundred troops. And they knew that came from about AD 15, and lasted until 28 AD or so, when they had a battle. But this other one has been excavated more recently, and they started realizing over the last few years that it was much bigger than they had suspected. And the theory is that it's linked to the Roman invasion of Britain, which took place in 43 AD. Most significantly, they found a plank, which they could date through tree rings, to the winter of 42 AD. So it's clear that this castle was, this what they call a castra, which is a big Roman encampment with thousands of soldiers, was enhanced or built at that point. And we also know that at that point, the Emperor Caligula was busy planning the invasion of Britain. He started planning that invasion in 39 AD and began enhancing the Roman presence in the Netherlands, what's now the Netherlands. The theory is that he was trying to protect the northern flank of the invasion fleet, which was being constructed down in Normandy. And he was worried about incursions from German tribes in the area, and that they constructed this much larger military presence just over the Rhine in what's now the Netherlands, in order to protect the invasion fleet and make sure that it would be successful, which it was.
The politics. Caligula was an inheritor of the Julius Caesar crown, the Augustus crown. However, he was extremely unpopular with certain senators. That led to the senators, with the help of the Praetorian Guard, assassinating Caligula in 41 AD, inheriting the crown, the emperor's crown, with some risk, was a man named Claudius, whom we know from the wonderful romance of E. Claudius. However, Claudius not only inherited the crown in Rome, he inherited an ambition to invade Britain. What is striking here, Matt, is how far this very vast deployment of Roman soldiers is from the actual invasion fleet in Normandy. You tell me it's several hundred miles.
Yes, it's quite a distance. I mean, of course, the Germans were raiding all the time. I mentioned that earlier fort in the area. It was the Frisians who are believed to have wiped out that fort. They lived just north of there, still do, in fact. And it makes sense that they would have needed to prevent the fleet, to protect the fleet. So the archaeologist who led the dig is a Dutchman named Arjen Bosman. And he told me, one thing that's interesting about Caligula was that his father, Germanicus, was a very famous general. But Caligula himself had absolutely no military credentials. And Bosman's theory is that Caligula felt the need to enhance those credentials by doing something that Julius Caesar had never succeeded at doing, which is to conquer Britain and actually make it a part of the empire. So he launched this immense invasion fleet project. It took them years to build the fleet, years to amass the troops needed to do it. And in the meantime, they needed to protect that that investment. And by the time the invasion actually got going, which was in 43 AD, Caligula, as you said, had been, I believe you said, he was murdered by his by other folks down in Rome. And Claudius had taken over and got all the credit for this invasion that was supposed to be the crowning glory of Caligula's reign.
According to the records, Claudius visited Britain after the conquest. And this was, he was given a triumph in Rome, and he was given the title Britannicus, although he passed it to his son. He never accepted it in the names that emperors had it at length. Is there evidence, according to the professor, that Claudius visited this site? Because he did spend 16 days in Britain. Was he also at Velsen?
No, there's no, and we don't have direct evidence of anybody, of any specific figures having been of that significance having been at Velsen. There is evidence that Caligula visited the region that's now the Netherlands. They've turned up two big wine crates, or the wood from those crates from that period, stamped with Caligula's imperial seal. And apparently, according to Arjen Bosman anyway, you wouldn't have just stamped that seal on a wine crate unless you were actually part of Caligula's court. So it sounds convincing that he was in the area. We know that he did visit the northern coast of Europe as he was getting this invasion fleet together. Claudius, I don't know about.
The terrain, what does it look like, Matt? What if I was standing at Velsen, what would I see? Is the coast nearby?
Yes. I mean, like much of the Netherlands, it's extremely flat. The ground is peat. It's mucky. There's a line of dunes now that protects that area, which is at or under sea level from being flooded. But those dunes weren't there at the time. The landscape has changed tremendously over the course of two millennia. At that point, it was along the original version of the Eye River, which flows out into the Isselmere now. At this stage, you're sort of standing in a small Dutch 18th and 19th century town next to a roadway, and you can see this giant canal next to you with huge cruise ships going past and freighters going past. And the land that you're standing on, this kind of mucky, mushy Dutch ground, contains preserved Roman legionnaires' greaves and sandals. They found pellets from slingshots, which I think are made of stone or lead from the attack of the Frisians on that other smaller fort sitting in the ground. And it's very anaerobic. That muck is it preserves stuff very well. It's like peat. I mean, it's like the place where they find old bodies preserved. Things tend to stick around for a long time.
There's a spectacular coin pictured in the article in The Economist. Did they find that coin in this area, or is that from another collection?
Yes, and that photo was taken by Arjen Bosman. The coin pictures Germanicus, who it's Caligula's coin, but he put his father's image on it. You can put all kinds of psychological interpretation on that about what kind of legacy he felt he had to live up to.
It's at the same time reminding everyone in warfare there is no such thing as too much publicity. And in order to spread the word that you have the imprimatur of the legendary and rumored murder, Germanicus, would be an advantage. Final thought here. The area, this vast area, is it something where people explore for mementos, for Roman details a lot? Do people talk about finding Roman coins in this area, Matt?
Yes, people go around with metal detectors. Things pop up every once in a while. It's a reasonably popular hobby, just like in Britain. And there's a lot of stuff still down there. People keep turning up, helmets, a lot of leather goods, etc.
From the fortress that we know as Great Britain, it begins with an invasion by the Roman military from Normandy in 42 AD, led by Claudius's empire, whom Claudius expanded the empire for the next decade or so. Matt Steinglass, he is Europe correspondent for The Economist magazine. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.